Welcome to another episode of the Autism Everyday Podcast.
We are your hosts, Swati
and Geeta.
Back with a brand new season of what hopes to be more consistent podcast anyway.
Yeah, we promise to try.
So if this is the first time you're tuning into our podcast, then hit pause, go back and listen to our previous episodes where we've covered just about everything from feeding issues to early intervention to even future planning for your child with autism. Now, without further ado, let's dive right into today's episode.
Yeah, so today we're going to be talking about what we think are the most important people in a child's life. And no, we're not talking about mom or dad, but about the grandparents of the child.
Tata party.
Yeah, tata party, dada, dadi, nana, nani, and so on, depending on where you live in the country, whatever name they may go by, but grandparents, right? And I'm sure this is definitely Indian, and I'm sure it's cross-cultural as well, right? Grandparents are hands down the most important figures in a child's life. And honestly, sometimes the real life superheroes.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you can call them in times of need and they're always there to help. They've always got your back. You know, they've always got the child's back, especially against those parents.
Oh, yes. And that is a bone of contention, right?
It is.
For parents.
It is. So, yeah. So, in India, you know, very often when we meet with families, we meet not just with mom or dad, but also with the grandparents who, you know, inevitably live with the family, or, you know, they all live in one big joint family, or they live near enough to play a very significant role in the child's life.
Yeah, yeah, true. It's often like that, right? Families are living together. So this brings us to the role of the grandparent, specifically when the child has autism. How important is their role, you know, when you get a diagnosis? Finding out that maybe your child isn't developing typically or is meeting milestones differently enough to be on the spectrum. How important or relevant is it to tell the grandparents that, hey, listen, your grandchild is different?
Good question. Short answer, very relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So the first few months after receiving a diagnosis, you know, they can be very traumatic for
Absolutely.
A family.
Yes.
And who better to get help, you know, than the very people that raised you?
Yeah.
They say it takes a village to raise a child, and the village can have as many loving people as possible when you want to help enable a child with autism.
Yeah. You know, very often we hear parents saying, no, I don't want to tell the grandparents yet. They're old. They won't be able to handle the news.
I don't want to stress them out, right? Yeah, hear that a lot.
Absolutely. And many parents strongly believe that the grandparents cannot deal with this trauma or with this news.
True.
It can be traumatic for them. But what you're often forgetting is that, A, they're older than you and quite probably wiser. So they might just have some pearls of wisdom that will help you cope with the repercussions of a diagnosis. And B, if they spend a significant amount of time with their grandkids, then you certainly want them to know, because you need their buy-in when it comes to treatment options. And you need their buy-in to be doing certain things and not doing certain things. Essentially, you want them on board with you. And
with you, not against you, but
yes,
very much with you.
Yes.
I think that's something we've, you know, quite often struggled with. Like when we're running a feeding protocol, for example, with a parent, you know, simply because they say, oh, grandmom's feeding the child and, you know, I'm not going to get very far with this feeding protocol, which then disables the child who's attempting to learn to eat on his own.
Yes.
Right? So we often want to, and we do this, we call the grandparent in and we explain to them the long-term significance of enabling independence. And once they see the why of what the parent is doing, like why the parent is doing what they're doing, they are nothing but helpful contributors to the process.
Yeah, true.
So this, you know, this little step of involving them in the intervention process, of giving that power to the grandparent and saying, we need you on board. We need you to be a part of this. We need you to do something in the process. we need you to be a part of the discussions. This goes a long way in gaining their support at home and their support in working with your child.
Yeah, I know. And this feeding, I think, is one big
huge area.
Particularly in India, right?
Yeah, it's cultural.
Moms and dads have traditionally complained that, you know, I'm okay to follow whatever protocol you may have to make the child independent, but my mother/mother-in-law or whoever will not allow me to, and on the other hand, may even call me
cruel.
What kind of an evil mom are you that you would let your child go hungry, right? Yeah. So very basic foundation of the very first step in ABA, of course, is, you know, enabling a child to demand or request work for what he or she wants, so that the child feels more confident and less stressed at not being able to convey his needs. And for that, of course, you want everyone in the family and the immediate surrounding to provide the child with the opportunities to ask for what he wants and not just gain access to these items without having to ask, right? I mean, it's often that thing like, oh, this poor child does not have the words or the ability, so let's just give it to him.
Mm.
And that often works contrary to enabling the child in so many ways. And because practice makes perfect, you want everyone to help him gain that independence by asking as many times and gaining that preferred item across the board without it just being handed down to him.
Absolutely. So if you have a grandparent at home and you're feeling a little confused on how you can involve them in your child's intervention process, then here are some quick tips for you. So first, you want to give them some reading material. Leave it around and, you know, suggest that, hey, you might want to give this a read.
Yeah.
You know, and at the risk of doing a little bit of self-publicity here, we have our book, A World of Difference, in English and Tamil, and very soon in Hindi, Marathi and Malayalam. So that's a start.
Yeah, definitely. And many times understanding of autism is a bit awry. And you can help them understand it better by showing them examples of people who succeeded, whatever they're doing, with the right intervention and the right supports.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to bring them in for IEP meetings. So, you know, if you're tuning in and, you know, you don't come to us, you're going to somebody else, ask your service provider if they can involve the grandparent in the parent training modules.
Yeah.
And lastly, have the grandparent visit your child at intervention. Let them see what the fuss is all about.
Yeah, I think the challenge lies often in the fact that I think parents have told us over and over again that, you know, the older people in the family think we are jumping the gun and thinking something is wrong with the child and we need to give them more time to start developing language and more time to grow and all of that. While, yes, that is part of what we call the, you know, wisdom of someone who's been there, done that, and like they would like to say, I have raised so many children and I know better.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, grandparents play a very integral part in the family dynamics, and they can be a great, great source of support.
Great respite care option.
Yes.
Okay, for that afternoon off when you've just about had it.
Yeah. You just want to go out, right, with your spouse and
date night.
Or just do that little, you know, visit a friend and go for a party without having to worry about what do I do with my child.
Absolutely. And, you know, like, we also want to drop this here. Grandparents, okay, are known to be so much more social than you and I, okay? So leaving your child with them sometimes also gives your child plenty of social opportunities, because they hang out with the grandparent who hangs out with another grandparent who brings their grandchild along, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole cycle. So
yeah.
Give it a thought.
Yeah, and we hope that this podcast helps for those of you who haven't been brave enough or are still holding back and thinking that this might upset my parent or my mother-in-law or father-in-law, whoever it might be. You never know. Take that step and you may find a lot of support. So I hope this podcast will help you take those steps. And we'll be back with a whole lot more. That's a promise. Stay tuned.
Stay safe.